99.7 and 1450 WHTC now presents the Hope College Report for this Monday, March 25th. And joining us now, as he does during the academic year on Monday mornings at this time, is Greg Olgers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Well, I have a somewhat shorter report this time because with the Easter weekend, we won't have the usual activities on Friday through Sunday. But we do have our exhibitions and a couple of events happening earlier in the week. The documentary film Climate Sisu, that tells stories from multiple people involved in climate action in northern Michigan, will be screened on Tuesday in the SCOP Auditorium of the Jim and Marty Boltman Student Center. That event will start at 6:30 with a brief presentation followed by the film at 7 p.m. and as a follow-up to last week's Global World Water Day. Admission is free. Ernesto Villarreal, who is former Assistant Director of HOPE's Center for Diversity and Inclusion and is currently Manager of Human Resources and Information Technology for Habitat for Humanity of Michigan, will present the address Revolutionary Imagination, the Intersection of Faith, Hope, and Love, as the college's 2024 Cesar Chavez Lecture on Wednesday at 4 p.m. in the Moss Center Auditorium. Admission is free. The gallery of the Dupree Arts Center is featuring the exhibition Mother Root by Becky Davis, which draws connections between motherhood and plant life in honoring Black motherhood and nurturing. That exhibition is continuing through Thursday, and the gallery is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free, but because a current HOPE ID is necessary to unlock the Dupree Arts Center's front door, others interested in visiting should call the building's office at 616-395-7500 to be let in. And the Kreisinger Art Museum is hosting its two exhibitions, although, again, with shorter hours this week. Deep Roots, New Shoots, Modern and Contemporary Art from the CAM Permanent Collection features 40 African artworks created since the early 1960s, and Transforming Matter, Incarnation, Sacraments, and Saints in Catholic Art and Devotion features 25 artworks that range in date from the late 15th century to this century and reflect different aspects of Catholic theology and religious practice. And this week, the museum will be open Tuesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is my report this time.
Very brief, but that's okay. Look at all the information we need. And if you need more information on what Greg has just mentioned, go online to hope.edu. That's hope.edu. Greg, have a good week. We'll talk next Monday.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Greg Olgers from Hope College. The Hope College Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.